Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today about what I think is a very serious subject. I think the underlying problem that we're finding in America today is what I call a demonic rage across America. We find that to be so because, ladies and gentlemen, the scripture is very clear in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, beginning with verse 10 and following, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. We're talking about demonic evil, demonic spirits. We're talking about demonic rage. It seems as though across our nation and around the world today, it is an influence that is beyond that of the normal, the natural. It is a supernatural demonic thing. And just before the top of the hour news break, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what has just taken place over the weekend in Highlands Park, Illinois. That's a community suburb, a very affluent suburb just out of Chicago. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, Chicago area and New York and Illinois in particular, they have major, and if I could say it again at the risk of redundancy, major gun restrictions. And yet these shootings take place. Why is that so? It's because there's no law enforcement, ladies and gentlemen, generally speaking. We're watching the blue cities, the blue states. When I say blue, I'm talking about the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party, control cities and states that's not enforcing the laws that's already on the books. The laws that's already on the books, if they were properly enforced, and if they would fund the police rather than defunding the police, we could find a greater level of restrictions, a greater level of preventing these things from taking place. Let me go back and touch on a headline just before the news. It says Chicago shootings, 71 shot, 8 killed in July the 4th weekend violence. This is not counting the Highlands Park shooting, the massacre, with the 22-year-old that had already posted on his social media what he intended to do, yet it was not censored, it was not shut down, and yet he fired into the parade, 4th of July, Independence Day parade, killing, I believe, over 6 and injuring multitudes of others. Ladies and gentlemen, this article says 71 people were shot, 8 fatally in 4th of July holiday weekend shootings across the city, Chicago police said. At least 19 people were killed. More than 100 were shot. More than 100 shot over the long 4th of July weekend in the Chicago area. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not the weapon that's doing the damage. It is the finger that's pulling the trigger that's doing the damage across our nation. And ladies and gentlemen, it goes back to the fact that in the scripture it says that perilous times shall come. The word perilous means dark, devastating, deadly, dangerous, destructive. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in those last of the last days, I believe, before the rapture of the church takes place. The next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church, sudden seizure, the snatching out of the bride of Christ. But ladies and gentlemen, in case you've not recognized it, we are living and those last days where there's the wicked, evil raging that is taking place. The city, ladies and gentlemen, where this took place, the mayor, the lady that's the mayor of Highlands Park, Illinois, immediately said, it's not a matter of we've got to get the shooter. We've got to prosecute the shooter. We've got to enforce the laws. Immediately, this statement out of her mouth was that we've got to do something to control these guns. And yet, Illinois is perhaps the most restrictive of those cities across our nation. Looking at another article covering the same thing, 6 dead, 24 injured during the mass shooting at Chicago area July the 4th parade. Multitudes of people appeared dead after the mass shooting during July the 4th parade in Chicago's suburb of Highlands Park. 6 people were killed, 24 hospitalized in a parade downtown Highlands Park, according to officials on Monday. And I repeat again, ladies and gentlemen, the mayor's only statement, the mayor's major statement was, we've got to do something about controlling and restricting these guns. But ladies and gentlemen, it wasn't just in Highlands Park, Illinois. It wasn't just in the suburbs of Chicago, but this is happening across our nation. Portland, Oregon, just over the weekend, had major, major catastrophic rampages and raging riots taking place. Portland police released photos of riot damage inflicted over the weekend. And it goes on to talk about the protests did not remain peaceful. Portland, Oregon, the site of the frequent riots and Antifa and other leftist extremists in recent years, once again becomes the hub of destructive demonstrations. The news released Sunday, the Portland, Oregon Bureau Police Bureau published photos and outlined the damage that was done in the neighborhoods over the weekend. A destructive group caused damage to numerous businesses during the march through the Hollywood District. Ladies and gentlemen, let me pause for a moment. If someone gets shot by a police officer, all of a sudden there's rage across America. If a Supreme Court makes a ruling that the loose, lax, lost liberal left doesn't agree with, all of a sudden there's rage and riots across America. And that's exactly what we've seen taking place over and over. It is not a matter of the subject that's at hand. It's not a matter of the ruling of the Supreme Court. It's not a matter of who got shot and who did not, who died, what color they were. That's not the focus. The focus is, ladies and gentlemen, the unruly rioting and the rampaging that's taking place across our nation. And somehow, some way, the Biden administration wants us to believe this should be embraced, should be viewed as normal and natural, and it ought not to be any problem with that at all. Ladies and gentlemen, maybe I'm minusculizing that. Maybe I'm relegating it to the lowest common denominator, but I believe that's what we see. This destructive group caused damage to numerous businesses, this article says, as the march through the Hollywood District. One nonprofit motherhood support organization, the windows were smashed, spray paint obscenities on the walls and windows, symbols and walls and symbols and damage to the gate. A coffee shop ended up smashed windows and graffiti. There are also damage done outside of a high school. Abolish the schools, sprayed on the walls, was painted on the Portland Interscholastic League van. The windows broken out. The original police report said the group of people marched on Saturday night and had begun destroying and painting graffiti on buildings. The Gucci store was broken into, burglarized, and high-line, high-priced items were all taken. More than 1,000 people gathered in downtown Portland, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm pointing out to us today that we're watching a pattern that's taking place. And this was not happening at this level prior to Joe Biden, stealing the election and going into office. It is a major, major, major problem in America today. And it's as a result of defunding the police. It's a result of multitudes of police officers being shot, multitudes of police officers being falsely charged because they're enforcing the law. And as a result of that, law enforcement is down across America. Every city is having problems recruiting or retaining law enforcement officers. Looking at a headline, ladies and gentlemen, that lets you see the picture perhaps a little more clearly. Bloody 4th of July weekend in major U.S. cities leaves many dead and more injured. major cities, that's plural, major cities across the United States saw a violent 4th of July weekend, with reports saying that at least 50 people were shot in Chicago. The other article said there was over 100, ladies and gentlemen, while children were hit by gunfire in Houston, Texas, Baltimore, Maryland. One was fatally injured. Authorities told NBC Chicago on July the 4th that 9 people were fatally shot across Chicago over the weekend. Last year, more than 19 were shot and killed, while 100 were injured during the same period this year. Meanwhile, the Baltimore Police Department said it's investigating separate shootings in the city that left 2 dead and 9 others wounded or injured over the weekend. In Houston, Texas, a 5-year-old was killed in a drive-by shooting that also left an 8-year-old injured in the Greenpoint neighborhood. St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department said that at least 16 people were shot, including 5 dead since July the 1st. 2 children among 6 people were wounded on July the 12th in an apparent drive-by shooting, police in eastern North Carolina said. And I could go on and on and on, ladies and gentlemen. Suffice it to say, this is a pattern that we see increasing over and over and over every day, every week across America. And it intensified over this past weekend. It is as a result of what one writer said, and let me read you the headlines and comment, then we'll take our caller. This article says, heading in the wrong direction. It seems to me, this writer says, it seems to me that most Americans are now realizing that America is headed in the wrong direction. While we may disagree on the reason why we're headed in the wrong direction, the facts remain, we are, in fact, headed in the wrong direction. One thing that started us in the wrong direction is that we're divided as a nation, and as a church, it is divided. Jesus said in Mark 3:25, a house is divided, it cannot stand, ladies and gentlemen. That kingdom divided cannot stand. This writer gives a quote, not a direct quote, but a narrative of the text. We'll read that in a moment. Our enemies have worked hard to divide our nation and the church. And if we won't resist this division and work harder to unite us than our enemies to divide us, we will continue to go in the wrong direction. The second reason, the wrong direction, is the lack of knowledge, because we have rejected the truth of the Word of God. This writer says, I have never seen so much spiritual ignorance and lack of biblical knowledge in our nation and in the church as it is today. We have absolutely no idea of the consequences of our ignorance on our everyday life. We depend too much on someone else for the knowledge. Today, it is easy to believe a lie and be deceived. We are to study to show ourselves approved, rightly dividing the word of truth, this writer says. Most citizens or churchgoers have little or no knowledge of what is going on in our nation, this writer tells us. And that is why, until we mature more and come to the knowledge of the truth, America will continue to go in the wrong direction. Our educational system in America are being used to destroy our seed until we rid the nation of the Department of Education and give education back to the local communities. We will continue to head in the wrong direction, and the church will continue to go in the wrong direction. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't have said it better myself. We're going in the wrong direction morally, ethically, spiritually. And much of that is as a result of what we find in the Oval Office in D.C. called Joe Biden. Joe Biden and the Biden family cabal has an agenda of destroying our nation. We are divided as a nation, and we cannot be sustained. The Lord Jesus said in Matthew 12 and verse 25, and Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom, that is the word basileon, place of rule and reigning, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house that is divided against itself shall not stand. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling.
That's good. Let me tell you something. You are dead on point. And I know I call him Crazy Joe. Forgive me for saying it like that. But I know that Obama and George Soros and other billionaires, they are behind the scenes. You know, trying to control. And like you said, And I appreciate your point of view. Like you said, if we're divided, we're going to fall. I mean, I'm like 6 or 7. If we're divided, we are going to fall. This nation has been good to me. I might have grew up in Jim Crow, but this nation is the strongest nation on the planet.
Amen, brother. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Yet we have people that will always want to throw back and talk about racism, talk about division, trying to divide more and more and more. We're finding that the very element of dividing our nation is promulgated out of the Oval Office in Washington, D.C. We need to turn back to God before it's eternally too late. Go ahead with your comment.
And I'm going to tell you something. That's 1619, I think it is.
Yeah.
The racial thing, man, they need to just stop that nonsense. It's nonsense. It is nonsense.
Total nonsense, and it's destroying our nation. They come up with the Juneteenth day, and they come up with the 1619 project. They're doing everything to mitigate against the truth of the foundation of our great nation. I would invite anybody, if they question that, go back and study the lives of the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence, and they were willing to risk it all, and did, in fact, risk it all as a result of placing their signature on that Declaration of Independence that's given us the freedom that we have today.
Yes, sir.
Kenneth, thank you so much, brother, for your call. You're on target. Mm-hmm. Keep praying. We need to keep looking up, realizing that it's not going to get better and better, but it's going to get, as the little boy says, get badder and badder. And it's as a result of being divided as a nation. That division comes as a result of a lack of a moral, ethical, biblical compass, because we banned God in the classroom, banned the Bible in the classroom, banned prayer in the classroom. As a result of that, 60 years ago, we're now facing the consequences of that. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Let me just share with you, our listeners, I'm looking at an article that gives an absolute deep insight on what Kenneth was just talking about and what I've been saying on this broadcast today. Fox News poll, pride in the United States of America is down significantly. The percentage of people who are proud of this country is down 12 points from 2017 and down 30 points from 2011. National pride is down, with the majority of Republicans and independents at nearly half the Democrats feeling dissatisfied with this country, according to the latest Fox survey. The poll released Thursday asked registered voters, "Are you proud of this country today?" To which just 39% said yes. That's down 12 points from June of 2017, the last time the question was asked, and 30 points since June of 2011, which question has only been asked 4 times. This marks the first time a majority feel disappointed in America. 56% are not proud of our nation. This article then has the scale on it. It's showing that. Question, are you proud of the country today? June 2022, 39% said yes, 56% said no. Are you proud of this country today? Democrats, 46% yes, 48% no. Republicans, listen to this shocking number. Republicans, are you proud of the country today? Republicans, 36% yes, 60% no. Further in the survey, yes, proud of the country. Men, 41%. Say yes. Women, 36% say yes. This article then concludes, whereas once being proud of America was treated as a prerequisite for being patriotic, that too has been subsumed by patriotism. It seems for many, pride and patriotism are no longer about our democratic freedoms, but about a person in the White House, this writer says. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud of America. I'm not proud of what's happening with our nation today. I'm thankful for America. I'm not thankful for the one that is in charge of America today. I'm thankful for our nation that God has provided for us, a land of the free and the home of the brave. But ladies and gentlemen, it takes constant vigilance on the part of every citizen to maintain the freedoms that we have. Here's an article that says, poll warns feds, half of a nation believe government corrupt. Poll warns feds, half of the nation believes government is corrupt. This article dated July the 1st. But now there's a poll that warns that more than half of the nation believes that the government is corrupt, and a large block is open to the concept it may be soon or necessary to take up arms against the federal government. End quote. The report said the poll found that over a quarter of deeply alienated American public, particularly those who identify as Republicans, believe that it may soon be necessary to take up arms against the government. They interviewed 1,000 registered voters. A slight majority of those, 56%, said they believe the government was corrupt and rigged against everyday people like me, with self-identified Republicans polling substantially higher than those questioned Democrats, the report said. The article reads further. In total, 28% of the voters agreed the statement is necessary at some point, sooner or later, for citizens to take up arms against the government. This article further says, one in five Democrats agreed, as did 35% of the self-identified independent voters. Ladies and gentlemen, to make it succinctly short and understandable, we have multitudes today that do not have pride in America, do not praise God for America today because of what is happening. Listen very carefully. We cannot allow the circumstances that we see being promulgated out of the White House to cause us to disavow, to disbelieve, or to embrace the great American experience called the United States of America. And our Declaration of Independence, where 56 men signed it, you go back and you study their lives, and you find that they surrendered everything, placed everything on the line in order to have the Declaration of Independence, what we have today. Ladies and gentlemen, tyranny continues to be led by the White House. Tyranny and division in America continues to be promulgated by what's taking place with the Joe Biden cabal in America. I believe we have Jackie on the line. Jackie, go with your question or comment, please.
Hi. Glad to listen to you. I was wondering, you said we're in the last of the last days, and I believe that. But I wonder, could that be 100 years, 1,000 years? I can't imagine the world getting much worse because it's just that the things that the young people are accepting, that is just horrible.
Jackie, you're exactly right. In fact, when you analyze the scripture, my wife has done an extensive study in the scripture from Genesis through the book of the Revelation. And when you look at the scripture and you find it, and she's done an extensive study in showing that we are in the last of the last days, validating, not that her words are the final thing, but validating what the scripture says, that we're in the last of the last days. We're very close on the time for the rapture of the church to take place. And the scripture says there's going to be a great falling away. That is the apostatizing, falling away from the church. We find that taking place today. Churches today are closing across America. George Barner said in a September last year survey, said that in next 18 months, about one out of five churches would close. That's about 60,000. There's the great cooling off, falling away. There's the great look, show and shine of being godly, but denying the truth thereof, the scripture says very clearly. So we're finding it as we find fewer and fewer that are holding up the banner of truth, fewer and fewer that are standing for truth, the Word of God. We're finding that vacuum being filled by deceitful division that is taking place as demonic powers increase in our nation and around the globe. So you're exactly right. It's hard for us to envision it getting worse and worse, but it can get worse and worse, and I believe that it is on the fast track for that. We're watching the stage being set. We're watching the players being put in place for the sudden seizure of the church, the rapture of the church to take place, and the man of sin, the Antichrist, to step on the scene and to dominate the globe with an iron fist, where there will be no buying, selling, trading, or travel unless you have the mark that is recited in Revelation, the 13th chapter, verse 16, 17, and 18. So, Jackie, you're exactly right. It's sad to see it, but we understand it. And the key to it is there needs to be the greater level of salt and light. And that means as Christians, we need to come out of the closet and let our light be seen. We need to come out of the shaker and let our salt be the preservative in the society in which we're living in today. Jackie, thank you so much for your call. God bless you. All we can do is keep looking up, standing for truth, and warning, warning, warning that danger's ahead more than ever before. As we see this taking place, ladies and gentlemen, with the danger ahead, we see the division taking place in America. We see the plummeting of the society's values and the morals and ethics and the values being eroded, yet the Biden administration is still pushing for a greater and greater demoralization and destruction of the youth in America and the morals in America. Looking at an article that says, Joe Biden pushes for gender-affirming care that mutilates bodies of our children. Only a day after Fox News host Tucker Carlson revealed that the transgender movement across America is being pushed by those who profit from it, activists and lobbyists, and some hospitals and pharmaceuticals, Joe Biden has revealed federal documents promoting surgeries that mutilate the healthy bodies of children and leave them sterile for life. It goes on to say that now the Department of Health and Human Services at the Population Affairs posted online promotion of the drastic chemicals treatment of surgical procedures. Biden told the individual suffering from sexual dysphoria, I have your back. Goes on to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, Biden continues to call for social affirmation to use chemical puberty blockers, hormone therapy, as well as surgeries to create the change in the bodies of those that have sexual dysphoria. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm trying to tuck in and say in these last few moments, while we see it, what seems to be the moral ethics and values coming unglued, unthreaded, the foundations being destroyed, rather than there being care and concern about that from the top down, we're watching a push from the top down to further demoralize, further deteriorate, to further divide and further destroy our great nation. The Justice Department, I'm looking at articles soliciting $1 million for setting up an LGBTQIP two-spirit youth centers across America to further destroy the morals, ethics, and the values. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the fast track for a food famine. We're on the fast track for a very, very weakened, demilitarized nation. We're on the fast track for what I call the fuse being lit for World War III out of Ukraine with Russia, and yet we find the Biden administration and all the cabal in Washington that's concerned about trying to push and to force the transgender surgeries, trying to push and to force the transgenderism mindset on society. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time that we turn back to God. It's time that we recognize, as Daniel in Daniel the ninth chapter, when he realized that it was near the time for the children of Israel to be turned free from their captivity, Daniel went to God and he prayed. He says, and I'm going to paraphrase, ladies and gentlemen, for the sake of time. He says, we've not listened to your prophets or your preachers. Daniel says, we have sinned against God. Daniel said, we've not obeyed the voice of God. Daniel said, we have committed iniquities. That's twisted, perverted sin. Daniel said, we've transgressed the laws of God. Daniel said, we've departed from the ways of God. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time that we pray as Daniel prayed in the ninth chapter of Daniel and confess our sins and turn back to God and ask God to heal our land. Ladies and gentlemen, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 is the key verse that may I close with. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. We need to pray that, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
I invite you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.